relax your body. Close your eyes. You're going to go on a journey with me. First, we both have to take the form of birds and fly. Feel your arms extend. Feel your fingers spread and turn into feathers. Your arms become wings. Your legs draw up. A tail extends from the back. Your face extends into a beak. And you lift and fly up into the darkness. Through the darkness of Ginnunga Gap. Follow me. Follow the raven in front of you. You fly through the darkness until we see ahead of us stars and a great glow of a huge tree suspended in Ginnunga Gap. Rivers flow around the tree, through it, and hanging like ornaments, you see 9 great glowing worlds. Salute Yggdrasil, the great world tree. Blow it a kiss, or give it a nod. Give it your respect. Start at the top of Yggdrasil. We fly around the top. We see the guardians, the flying deer. I nod to them, and they let us through. The first world we fly over is shining white and blue with sky. Birds, many birds, wheel. Down below, you see many halls. Fly over the rivers, the fields, the buildings, the poles with their carved heads, the people walking back and forth. Is there someone here who would speak with you? If there is, and you have permission, fly down. Now we move on from this world of wind and birds and fresh air and the ring of steel. Next, we fly over a glittering world. Mists shift about. The petals of flowers blow from trees. Everything has a sparkle. As we fly over Alfheim, the glamour shifts. What you thought was a hill is now something else. What you thought was a mountain is now something else. What you thought was a valley is now something else. What you thought was a bird flying is now something else. We circle this world. But do not go down into it at this time. Keep flying. Fly southward in the spiral, and we come to another world. Lush and green and beautiful, patchworked with fields of grain and other food. Rivers running with fish. Many people walking back and forth over their farms, fishing in the rivers. You see the small huts, you see the large temples. The season feels eternal, whatever season it is. Is there someone who would speak with you here in Vanaheim? If there is, fly down. And now we move on to the next world. The mountains grow higher, steep and sharp and ragged. The trees grow taller, hundreds of feet high. The weather grows fiercer. Lightning strikes the far mountains to the north, covered in snow. The sun glints off the mountains by the sea to the west, beyond which the ocean churns. In the center of this land is a forest that pulses like a heartbeat. If someone here would speak to you, make sure first that you truly have permission. And fly down. Now we fly on, over the ocean, follow me to the realm of man. You see the realm of man spread out below us? You see the undulation in the water that is the great serpent guarding, circling. You see the door, the key, the place where we can go back through into our own time, our own place. Remember that key. You can come in when you come back this way again, through that door. But not this time. This time we circle the world of man. We look down upon them, and then we fly off again over the blue water. We come ashore just below Jotunheim, in the murkwood, fly over the tops of the trees, tangled and dark. You see a red glow on the horizon. As you get closer, you smell the smoke of 100 fires, 1,000 fires that never stop burning. The burning land. As we approach the burning land in the heat, we see the trees become blackened and burned. And then we fly out over the scorching heat, over the black sands, the obsidian sands. We see the many fires leaping. Are they hearth fires or cook fires or dance fires, or are they beings dancing? Fly toward the ocean. We fly over a great palace of shining black obsidian. We fly over a great white structure, seemingly partly built. Before the smoke can choke us, we fly on out of this land that is riddled with scarlet and orange, out of the red glow. The air grows cold and thin. The mountains again become high and peaked and sharp. They are covered in evergreens. The wind whistles through them, and on the winds you hear many voices. They are singing, high and thin and sharp. We circle, listening to the voices. Do not go down into the forests. We see a clearing in a valley between the trees. And a great stone door. If someone here calls you, take note of this door. You will come back on your own and go through it and go deep underground to the place of the fire and the stone and the hammers ringing, clink, clink. Clink. But for now, we fly on. The air grows colder still. The mountains flatten out into great seas of water and ice. And mists roll in, freezing mists with snow. And sleet on their winds. Breathe the bitterly chill air as the white world closes in. Through the mists, you can see whirling dervishes of snow spiraling. They too are dancing. You fly over a great lake with an island in the center. A red river flows off the side of the island into the lake and freezes. You fly on and see the form of a great dragon. Silver and blue, crawling across the frozen earth. Beyond the great dragon is a road, a black road through the white. Follow the road. See all the souls that walk down this road. road comes to a bridge over a rushing river. We can fly over. We need not cross the bridge. At the far side is a tower of black stone, and a figure holding a spear standing in front of that tower. Further beyond that is a great wall, also of the black stone, with a great gate in it. The dead souls on the road are walking through the gate. Beyond the gate, we can just see autumn leaves in beautiful colors. Stretching out for as far as we can see. A realm large enough to hold all the dead. But we will not fly over this wall, lest we be struck down. For nothing flies in that realm without permission, and that permission is not given today. So we circle here around the gate, and then we fly on, past the roots of the tree, off again into the blackness of Gnunga Gap. The glow of sun and moon and stars fade behind us, and we settle back down, gently as a drifting leaf, into our bodies, into our awareness. Our wings shrink into hands, and we are encompassed in our flesh once more. Welcome back.